This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, stop your political post on Facebook or online. It's not working, apparently.
Well, that depends on what you mean by working.
I'll tell you in just a second. They've done some research on this, and I might be old-fashioned, you know. And, you know, I used to like my friends a lot more before I knew who they were voting for. I didn't need to know, you know, who you're voting for. As a matter of fact, that applies to a lot of things I don't need to know about you.
Yeah.
There's some things I just don't need to know.
Unless where you're going to lunch, I might want to join.
Well, a new study, they say no amount of political ranting on social networks helped to change your friends' beliefs. And they did this survey with Facebook, other places. Only 6% of Republicans, 8% of Democrats, and 15% of independents say their minds have been changed by a Facebook post.
So you're saying there's a chance.
There is a chance, yes. 18% of Democrats said they've unfriended someone because of a political rant they've seen online. And 12% of Republicans, 9% of independents have actually changed
Democrats
or unfriended somebody.
Democrats are quick to unfriend you if you don't agree with them. Is that what you're saying?
Well, they both are, but it seemed like more Democrats.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, honestly, and I was discussing this with Tori. I think the problem with social media is we didn't used to know so much about our neighbors and friends. We assumed they were more like us than they are.
Yeah.
Now, with social media, you start to realize there's a lot more differences, and it makes it harder for you to get along.
And I'm not going to unfriend someone over it, but I do think, oh, man, I didn't see you like that before.
Okay. Yeah. And you know, that snooze button is invaluable.
Yes.
I mean, if you snooze them for 30 days, it gives you a chance to just take a break, and then they'll pop back up sooner or later, and maybe they won't be on their tirade anymore.
Well,
I don't mind political posts that you post. Mm-hmm. As long as you just say who you're, if you want to say who you're voting for, that's fine. But why you're voting for them. But when you post things just hate on the other party, just because you hate that party, I don't like that, and I do look at you. I judge you. I judge you differently.
Okay.
Probably somebody I'm not going to hang around because you're just a mad, angry person all deep down inside.
Calm down.
So it sounds like you're judging a little bit.
Not just a little bit.
But I've thought that for years, even with the actual candidates. Isn't it kind of embarrassing that they both, and it doesn't matter who it is, everybody gets up there, and the first thing they do is bash the other person.
Exactly.
Why not instead say, here are the things that I've done, here are the things I want to do in the future. Focus on the good that you're going to do.
Because that doesn't work.
Well, that's
mudslinging has always worked.
It sounds like elementary school fights, though. It's embarrassing.
That's what people want.
Well, 61% of Republicans admit to judging others based on their political views, and just 53% of Democrats do. 34% of independents actually judge. So the Republicans are judging more.
Yeah, but the Democrats are judging less because they've already unfriended you.
That's true. And then, you know, after the big election's over, and the loser has the bumper sticker on their car, do they feel like, oh man, I need to take that off?
Apparently not, because I see them.
I know. Too.
Maybe you just go around with crying face emojis and stick it next to the bumper.
There you go.
You know, I had a friend who had all of the election stickers, and like he put all the winners on so he would look cool.
Mm-hmm.
Like he would wait till after it was over and then put that person's sticker. So it looked like he nailed them every time.
Well, you do have to wonder about all these political posts that people make. And of course, like I said, don't change your mind as much as you thought. There's some questions out there that people have asked about the election online, and I want to share with you this morning. One of them is, can I just like the person on Facebook?
That would be a better way to do it.
That'd be kind of interesting. Yeah.
We get the election results faster. You just go to Facebook and you're like, oh, look, so-and-so's got more likes.
Yeah, there you go. And the election's over. Also, is there an app for this? Can I just vote with an app?
Which, honestly, that's not a stupid question.
Yeah.
I mean, if they did it properly and secured it properly, I mean, American Idol did it.
All right. Questions that people ask about the election online. Can I use my Sam's or Costco club card for a voter ID?
Okay, these days you probably can.
Well, I think you just need your driver's license now. You don't even need your registration card to vote.
Well, that's because they've got you on the rolls, so if you've got picture ID that's legal, then they know who you are.
And if you use your Sam's card, make sure you show your receipt on the way out. I want to see the back of that ballot.
Right. Old lady sitting there putting your sticker on. Here's my receipt. All right. Questions that people ask online. My dog likes to watch political shows. Can he vote too?
Okay, you're just an idiot.
What's the other one? Oh, should I just keep voting until I get the result I want?
That's stupid, too.
It's like those tests we take for work.
Yeah.
You just keep taking them until you pass.
Wouldn't that be good? And then finally, questions that people ask about the election and when they are voting. Does voting burn calories?
It can.
Well, you stand in line for quite some time.
Well, if you get into arguments, it'll definitely burn calories.
That's even online.
Plus, it was sunny when we were in line, so that's got to add for double calories burned.
So you've already voted?
Oh. Yeah, I did the early voting.
Oh, okay.
I was going to say, you sound so surprised, but that's pretty common now.
I mean, yeah, we had record-setting early voting record people.
I like to procrastinate. Stuff. I'm going to do late voting. Yeah. I'll do mine tomorrow.
I mean, they'll count it.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
I'm going to tell you something that's really been bothering me since last night.
Oh.
I consider myself to be a fair person and a good tipper. I believe in tipping.
Yeah.
I'm a strong believer in it. And I had a situation last night that was confusing to me, and I think I made the wrong call.
Mm-hmm.
But I was really hankering for some Chinese.
Okay.
So I got online and I found several Chinese delivery options, and I ended up picking, I think it was Shangri-La Tokyo Chinese, which that's Japanese.
Wow, that's a long way to come.
Yeah,
I know, and I don't think I tipped enough, Cato. but their website, and God bless them, I'm sorry to say this, but their website is not the most intuitive. No pictures with the menu items.
I need pictures.
I know, right? Yeah. But, I mean, you do know what most of the dishes look like.
I was going to say, chicken chow mein looks the same
exactly.
Across the board.
So I went through, I placed the order for the family, got everyone's orders, got through, and then it takes you to the checkout page, and I tried to put my address in, and I got put it in, and I'm like, well, where's the okay button? It took me several tries. I would hit what I thought was it, and it would disappear, and I'd redo it. Finally, it was the heart button, which I thought would be for saving it for later, but apparently that was the okay button.
Now, is this like a DoorDash Grubhub website or just
no, it's their own website.
Oh, you're just getting it to go pick up?
No, they deliver.
Oh, okay.
So they charge a delivery fee, and they have their own website that you can order delivery from.
If I pushed on the heart, I would think I'm just liking that website.
Well, I would think I was saving my address for future, like, this is my favorite address to deliver to.
I love you.
But it worked. I got the delivery address to finally stick, if you will.
Right.
So then I go through, and I see the delivery fee is like $3, which is nothing. And then there was something else for, I don't know. So I go through and I put a tip in, and I put like 15% because I'm like not really sure how much you should tip on other things. But I'm like, that's something in the ballpark. I don't know. It was like $8 or $9. And so the guy gets there and he's delivers all the stuff and pretty quickly. And he says, he looks at the thing. He says, I don't see a tip on here. I'm like, well, I tipped online.
Oh.
And he shows me. He was polite.
Yeah.
So he shows me, and I'm looking at it. I don't see a tip on it. So I'm like, I really know I tip, but let me give you something. So I pull out a $5 bill, which is way less than I would normally tip.
Yeah.
But I was convinced I had already put something down online. And I didn't want to totally screw this guy over. He's driven his car. Gas is crazy high prices. I'm not trying to screw anyone over. So I said, I'm pretty sure I tipped online. He's like, ha. And I think he was saying like, ha, they don't give me any of that or what. I don't know.
Yeah.
So he left and I didn't think he was happy. But so I go back in and I get my digital receipt online. And whatever I put in for the tip is not there. It didn't stick. It didn't hit the heart button or something. So now I feel bad because I wasn't trying to treat this guy badly, but their website was not real good.
Well, anybody that knows this guy, he might be listening right now. If you got a $5 tip last night from a chunky guy who's wanting Chinese food, it was Tom. Just drive by the station today and he'll make that good.
And I will because I feel bad about it.
He's already quit his job.
Yeah, or else they've wrote me down as don't give this guy anything good.
Yeah.
Well, see, this is now, first off, I probably wouldn't order from there again based on all the...
I'm a little afraid to now.
Well, exactly.
But I'm with you. I worry about that because yesterday I went inside of a restaurant, sit-down restaurant, and picked up a plate to go. And I always tip there. But they usually ask the tip because it's not written on the credit card.
Right.
Well, the girl didn't ask. And it was on my way home. I'm like, well, I didn't tip her anything on my order.
Oh.
And I know I'll see her again when I go back.
Yeah,
and I'm like, I feel bad, too, about things like that.
Right. I do because I don't want to be seen as that guy. It was not my intention not to tip or to tip cheaply. I thought I was tipping extra at that point.
But for you, Kato, you'll see this girl again. You're like, you know, I'm going to give you this. This is if I forgot last time.
Yeah.
I've done that before when something messed up. I think it was Tipsy Taco when we went. Something went wrong with the tip.
They got tip in the name, Tori.
Went back.
It was the margaritas that threw her off a little bit.
I got a little dizzy.
Yeah.
But I went back and I was like, I am so sorry. Right. Like, the tip never processed on my card for whatever reason. So I went back and paid it because, I mean, that's what they do for a living. It's, you know, you got to help. Yeah.
Well, half the time I don't know I didn't leave a tip if I did.
Right.
Because I just have my blank receipt. I don't, like, I'll total out the tip and all and give that back to them. And then I just bring my receipt home, but I don't put what I tip.
I will say this. I'm thankful for the tip buttons that give you the 18, 20, 22%. I can just push those.
I've told you I saw a video where they're off. I mean, you can hit 20%.
Really?
But they've got it jacked up to where it's not really 20%. It may be 22%.
You know what? That's good, because if you couldn't have learned basic percentages in high school, you deserve to be punished.
Whoa. That sounds like an insult to me.
It was.
I might, you know what? It gets confusing sometimes.
No, it is so easy to do 20%.
No, I'm not a math teacher.
It's easy.
I'm with you, Hawk. I have to round up to the nearest, like, $10 mark, because otherwise I can't do it. It's 2 for every 10 is how I do 20%.
Yeah.
So if it's, like, $35, I'll just round up to 40 and tip off that.
But you go to like $36.60.
So that's
like,
about $8.
Well, that's over.
A little showboaty.
$35 and you give a $5 tip?
No, she said a $10 tip.
Do you add the tax on it, too?
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Huh?
Do you add the tax on it?
Well, you technically shouldn't tip on the tax.
But I do.
Well, that's fine. I mean, that makes you do a better tip.
And then I'll tip more.
What does that even mean?
Like, are you paying a tip on what the order cost, or are you paying a tip on what the order and the tax was?
Yeah, the total.
Well, technically, that's not what you're supposed to do.
Really?
I mean, the tax is the government's money. It has nothing to do with what that food costs.
You know what, though? I feel like in this day and age, it's not going to hurt to give a little extra where you can.
Well, not them, and that's fine. I think that's very noble of you, but I'm just saying, technically speaking, you aren't expected to tip on the tax.
But let's face it, your whole life, you've been taxing, including the tax.
I do, too.
So, you know what? You could have had, like, probably $15,000 in the bank account.
I could have had my house paid for.
Wow. Okay, well, you put it that way.
As much as I go out, you can see my credit card bill.
Well, I want to be clear. I am for tipping. I generally tip on the tax, too, even though I'm just saying you don't have to, but I do because it's not that much difference, and I want to help out those people. They're working hard, and gas is expensive.
And if you see this guy complaining online about the, you know, chunky guy that gave a $5 tip, just direct him in the right direction.
Well, not only that, but know that it was not on purpose, and their website should be a little easier to use.
Well, what's great is you have that big, nice house. And so he shows up and he's like, I'm about to get a good tip.
He's like, he didn't put a tip on because he's going to give me a good one.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure.
the plug-in hybrid X5 commanding the streets with unmatched presence, and the all-electric i4 charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, I guarantee you, you're going to enjoy our Torture Tuesday today because we're going to make Cato do something weird Election Day. And that's coming up here in the next 15 minutes, so stick around for that.
I don't even know if it's legal.
When it comes to voting, if someone asks you who you voted for, would you tell them? Or do you keep it to yourself?
I don't know why someone would ask me that,
yeah.
But if they did, I'd probably like try to decide, do they vote the same way as me? Are we on the same page? Or do I need to lie?
Well, they say 1 in 7 Americans never tell anyone who they voted for, including friends and family. 14% said never, and another 17% said rarely would they divulge who they voted for.
But then you got the people who put up giant signs in the yard, and yeah. They wear stickers, and they yell at you if you don't like their candidate, too.
And post it all over Facebook, which we were talking about. They say it's almost 1 in 3 people who don't like talking about it or refuse to. Meanwhile, 35% of us would talk openly about who we are voting for. And everyone else said it depends on the situation like you did. You evaluate that friend and maybe yes. What they've already posted.
Yeah, you know the people who are going to get aggressive and angry and it's going to end up in a fight. So
yeah.
That's when you just say, I voted for democracy.
Or you know what you do? I say, I voted for the same person you did. Because like you just, like kind of like you think you know who they voted for and you're like, I voted for the same person you did.
And then they tell you and you're like, oh, or not.
Well, but I don't think you want that conflict. So yeah. You just act like you did.
Well, independents are the most likely to say they don't like revealing who they cast their votes for.
Well, yeah, they're already kind of waffly. They don't want anyone to know.
Oh, I love waffles.
Mm-hmm. I'll vote for them.
Yeah. Waffle House.
Yeah, so they're kind of undecided on who they're voting for.
Maybe. Right? Or maybe they just don't want people to know who they're voting for.
You know, I liked it better when we just fought over between South Carolina and Clemson.
I know.
And now, because you could argue over which team is better, but then you could sit down and hang out and you'd be done with it. But why is politics, why is this what people are losing? Friendships, families are splitting up.
So Tori and I were talking about this.
Yeah.
And I think it boils down to that back in the day before social media, we assumed people were more alike than they are. And so we had friends, we might know they were different than us, but we also knew the areas they were the same as us. So it built up a balance and you were like, it's okay, they're different in this because we're the same in this. With social media, all we see is the differences.
Yeah.
And so all we do is build up resentment to that person instead of building up some likes as well. And I think it's creating havoc in the world.
Well, I don't like it.
Talking about the independents not knowing who they're going to vote for, a lot of people might be undecided, and there is an undecided voters hotline. And let's call that just real quick and just see what they say. If you are undecided on who to vote for, this might be a helpful way to figure out who you want to vote for.
Thanks for calling the Undecided Voter Hotline. If you're still unsure on who to vote for, press 1. Wait, actually, press 2 if that feels right. Or maybe 3. No, go with 4. Wait, what was number 1 again? Hang on. Maybe just call back after you decide. Thanks for calling the Undecided Voter Hotline.
Oh, well, that was helpful.
It's so crazy to me to not be decided yet.
Yeah.
I mean, you pretty much know what the options are right now.
Well, this is one stat that they thought was very interesting. Younger voters don't think anyone really cares if they vote or not, which I thought was surprising. And people were asked what their friends and family would think if they found out they didn't vote at all. Only 29% of people under 30 think they'd be shamed for it. So, do you really care, like, if your coworkers, do you shame them if they don't vote?
I think it depends on
who they're voting for. If you're voting for who I am, then I'm going to be like, all right. But if you're voting for the other guy, I'm glad you didn't vote.
Yeah, well, 26% think their friends and family would actually approve of them not voting, which I'm like, I guess that's the people that have not voted in the past as well, you know, because you know what? You learn your voting habits from your parents and from your grandparents. It's like it's generational.
But I mean, people, they change from their parents a lot of times.
Yeah, you change. You're not always lined up with your parents. When you grow up and do your own research and look into it yourself.
Well, that's what teenage years are all about, is just making yourself different from you're pushing away and breaking off.
And you push away for about 10 years, then you start saying things like, who left the lights on? In here. He's like, can you close that door? You ain't going to pay for the whole neighborhood. Well, I hope you're decided with your voting. Kato, we got to send you out for Torture Tuesday.
I'm undecided.
No, this is going to be fun.
Yeah, we've decided.
Yes, we're going to send Kato out to vote, but in a non-traditional place.
Oh, it's more than that. There's a lot going on here. It's going to be funny.
Yeah, stick around.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
It is Torture Tuesday, and it is days like this that I'm so glad I don't have to do Kato's job.
Yeah.
We have got something so funny. He is at the downtown post office,
yep.
And he has been told to go in and tell them he's there to vote.
Yeah.
Now, it is not a polling place.
No.
And they don't do voting there.
Uh-oh.
But Kato is going to convince them that he's confused. He thinks it's there, and he's going to argue about it. And we're even going to get him to try to stir up a little trouble by asking questions he shouldn't be asking.
Well, if you do vote there, I'm guessing the line will be shorter.
He has already worked his way inside, and I am so excited about this because Kato is there ready to talk to them and tell them that he's ready to vote at a place at the post office that's not a polling place.
Hey there, I've been waiting for this day for a while. I'm ready to vote. I got my voter's registration. I think I've got it. If not, you can take my license, right?
You don't vote here at the post office.
You don't? I thought this was my polling place. Where would I go vote? I thought you could just go in and fill out a form.
Say, I came here last year.
Not here at the post office.
Really? This is where I came last year. I swear it was when I voted for the president last year. I came here. You don't have like a little form I can just pop in who I want or?
No, you didn't come to the post office, I'm telling you.
Are you serious?
It
was just last year we voted for the president.
Now, just say it's time to vote.
But it's voting time. I've been seeing all the commercials. I'm not sure. I just assumed I came here to do the voting today because, you know, election day is always on a Tuesday. So I've been seeing all the commercials running. I think I know who's going to win it. Can I just go ahead and vote now for the president? You're just funny with me, aren't you?
No.
I've been waiting till y'all open up. So I was just waiting out there till you guys opened up, trying to, you know, doing some last-minute research and figure out which candidate I'd like to be in the presidency.
We're not the place that you vote at.
Where can I go vote?
I don't know where your precinct is. It's, you know, you get a form in the mail and let you know what area you in.
Just say, let me do it here. I know you're kidding.
But I can just do it right here to make it easy, right?
How are you going to make it easy?
I could just, maybe if you got the White House address, I could just write it on a piece of paper and mail it to the White House. No.
Man. Go online and look it up.
Ask him if you just tell him who you want to vote for, could he just pass it along to someone?
Can I just tell you who I'm going to vote for?
Nope. I do you no good telling me.
Really?
So who'd you vote for? I'll tell you who I vote
for. Who did you vote for? I'll tell you who I was going to vote for.
I haven't voted
yet. Did you vote yet? You did not? You can't vote here. That's why I'm here, too, to vote. See, you got other people it looks like they're coming in to vote. Oh, she's
it's the post office where you mail stuff.
Oh, I know that. I know it's the post office, but I just thought
you don't vote.
I just thought you did all the legal government stuff here, so I just thought that's what we could do to
okay.
vote.
Things happen.
So where are you going to vote today? Because you
can't vote here. I appreciate you.
Okay, all right, man. I appreciate it.
Let me get this custom.
I'm going to stand out here and let people know because there might be people showing up to vote. Okay. We can't vote here, honey. Come on. I'm sorry. Thank you.
Very well.
You're welcome. You can't vote here. I came here to vote. You can't vote. Are you coming to vote? Oh, the mail. Oh, this is the post office. You can do that here. But they won't let you vote. I didn't know you couldn't vote.
All right. Good job, Cato.
Come here.
All right. You can't vote at the post office. That's your Torch Tuesday. It'd be 93.7.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
I wanted to kind of change things up a little from the voting, but this is kind of like voting. You're voting on who to or what name to name your child. There's an interesting new trend going on for girls right now. And I can say that we kind of followed it a little tiny bit whenever we named my daughter Samantha. Now, when we named my daughter, it was tricky because one of the first things you have to do is you got to think of a girl's name that's not the same name as someone you dated. So, like, there's a lot of names that are just gone. That were
really? A whole lot?
Yeah, a bunch. Come on.
It was a lot for me.
Oh, yeah.
I was the most eligible bachelor in the upstate for quite a while.
Yeah.
There was a lot of names that I thought were pretty names that I just couldn't use because it would have been awkward. So then, you know, you got to get something that you and the wife agree on. And my wife really liked this idea of, you know, my wife's name is Jamie, which is kind of a mixture of a guy name and a girl name. And it's like she wanted to get a name that could be either way or that there could be a nickname.
Pat? Chris?
We didn't go that far. But we got obviously chose Samantha, yeah. And we call her Sammy.
Okay.
And so that was kind of like what my wife wanted to do. I'm sure you could do like Charlie would be one that could be a boy or a girl.
Ted.
Maybe Teddy in a weird way.
Bert.
Now, I've known a woman named Bert before.
Really? Berta.
Well, that's, you know, that's where Bertha probably came from.
Bertha.
And Roberta, mm-hmm. Robert and Bert. That's where Bert comes from, is Robert.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so now the new trend is called my best friend's dad.
Oh, wow.
And so the way it works is the guy and the woman are having a baby, mm-hmm. and so the guy picks out his best friend's dad's name and sees if it will work for a girl or not. So, for example, they said some of the names might be like Scotty, could be a girl or a boy. I personally think that one's a reach.
I think it's kind of cute. I love that.
Okay, well, there you go.
Scotty is
Tommy
cool.
with an IE instead of a Y. No. Billy, which I mean, we got Billie Eilish, so that's not really a reach.
Like my dad's best friend's Rex.
Okay.
Rexy.
Honestly, it's not crazy. Because you do have Lex and Lexi a lot of times.
You got Roxy.
Mm-hmm. And Roxy.
Yeah.
Mickey was mentioned. My wife's grandma was actually named Mickey.
What was your dad's best friend's name?
God, that's going to be tricky for me to say.
Yeah, okay.
I should know.
Do you know your dad's, what his best friend was?
His best friend when he was here was FC.
Okay, that
FC
one.
Is initials, and we grew
probably
up.
Probably Frank.
We grew up, it's not Frank.
Fred?
I've heard it one time in my life growing up.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell you.
If it was Fiona, that would work pretty well.
Francisco? No,
I don't remember what it was. It was different, but that's why all he right. always went by FC.
Okay, my dad, I know he had one that was named Ken. And one that was named Mike. So Kenny, I don't know if that's...
Yeah.
Well, I'll defer to Tori on this.
I think Kenny is cute for a girl. I love... But
well,
see, I love...
Well, your dad's name is Ken, right?
True. So but I love boy names for girls. I think it's
see,
the
that's
okay.
what my wife likes.
Mm-hmm. What's your dad's best friend's name?
Eric. So it could be Erica.
That wouldn't be bad at all.
Or it could
all.
Be Eric-y.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You've been putting E's on a bunch of them.
No, it's
Kenny, Roxy,
mm-hmm.
Penny.
Why? So you can't do it like the mom's... Somebody's best
you
friend?
You could, but that's just the trend right now, is to go and find the dad's best friend's dad, or the, yeah. So it's not the best friend, it's the best friend's dad.
It's grandpa's best friend, is what it is.
No, it's the dad's friend's dad. It's not the grandpa.
No, that's
see,
true.
But then you run through that name, and you're like, that's not good. Let's go to someone else.
Right, and that's probably what they do. Then they just start going and looking for other ones. But basically, it boils down to what you said. They're looking for these guy names that can be girl names, and they think that's a cool trend right now.
I was just going to ask, why are they doing that?
Well, I think they're copying me, because we did it
years
ago.
You're the first to ever do it.
Yeah. Now, I will say, the website Nameberry predicted this in 2022. They said names like Max, Lenny, and Teddy would become popular.
Wow, Teddy. Year. I was right. I was trying to be silly.
You just said Ted.
I did.
Yeah, that's a boy's name.
Okay.
Teddy's a girl.
Teddy could be a girl. Well,
yeah, Teddy was a doctor on Grey's Anatomy. And so.
A male or a female?
Female.
Okay. Yeah.
Also was a bear.
But it is interesting, too, that they're not just going for the best friend's name. They're going for the best friend's dad. It's right. almost like it's cool you. To go old school.
It is tough because we were taught, because I love old school names. And so we've always talked about, what would you want to name if we have this and that? And my grandpa's name was Thomas. And I was like, I love the name Thomas. And we can call him Tommy. And John looks at me and goes,
really?
Tom.
Yeah.
You can't do that.
No. Oh, man. I thought I was about to be memorialized.
Thank you, John.
Yeah.
John, you're a turd.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.